The evolution of the SOA since Financial Services Reform introduced the Corporations Act almost two decades ago has seen the statement of advice go from this lengthy legal document to slightly shorter legal documents and back to lengthy legal documents, full of disclosure and compliance overlay and far from the clear, concise and effective documents ASIC has been encouraging the industry to work towards. Almost two decades on, we're still stuck in this paper-based world with mostly paragraphs of text in a linear document. Yet in many other aspects of our lives, we've moved towards better communication techniques led by advancements in technology and the end user experience in mind. In the so-called white non-paper, a white paper without paper, we re-look at the SOA through fresh eyes and rediscover the purpose and look into what the next decade of advice delivery could look and feel like to those who are actually receiving the financial plans. The FPA engages the technology community to provide insights on how technology could improve the advice delivery experience and progress the evolution of the SOA. In August 2017, ASIC worked on Consultation Paper 284, the Example Statement of Advice, as an update to Regulatory Guide 90. And during this consultation process, the FPA advocated on behalf of their members, and the submission included the following statement. There is an opportunity to consider that digital technology is becoming available, which will only improve over time. This advancement in technology will allow for more efficient productions of statements of advice, as well as a more effective communication tool by using icons, symbols, graphics, expandable and linked text, audio and video to better engage and inform clients. And further technologies will allow more information to be made available to the client and any other parties that might be reviewing the advice without being constrained by the number of A4 pages required to be printed. The FPA submission left the door open to present the digital statement of advice at a later time. And as we approach this new decade of advice, that time is now.